Hey, Survivor. Welcome to episode 68 of the Vibrant Survivor podcast. Today, I want to talk about the power of proximity in narcissistically abusive relationships. But first, let's take a moment to self-regulate with a soothing 448 breathing exercise. Ready? Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Notice how that feels in your body. Now, let's talk about ways to identify, navigate, and heal from these toxic relationships when it comes to proximity. Grab your notebook and pen, and let's dig in. Hey, Survivor. Welcome to the Vibrant Survivor Podcast. Do you want to disconnect from a narcissistic or toxic situation and heal? Are you Googling how to identify a narcissist, narcissistic abuse, and boundaries? Are you feeling stressed and lonely while trying to avoid being sucked back in and lied to again? Hey, I'm Leslie. As a busy wife and mom, I fell for the lies and manipulations of narcissists. I wasted my time, talents, and money on users who kept moving the goalposts. I wanted real relationships and business opportunities and to enjoy life with my family. Instead, I struggled with anxiety, panic attacks, and insomnia, and I couldn't trust my body or anybody until I took a holistic approach to healing. In this podcast, you'll find tips for healthy living, trauma healing, and boundaries so that you'll have the freedom, confidence, and inner peace to respond, not react, after narcissistic abuse. Take a deep breath in, let it out slowly, and just relax. This time's for you. Hey, Survivor. Are you tired of feeling exhausted, stressed, lonely, and stuck in narcissistic relationships, and you just want closure and healing? I spent years rationalizing toxic relationships and dysfunctional environments in the name of community, connection, and career. As a result, I wasted my time, talents, and money on users who kept moving the goalposts. One of the worst was an alleged murderer who discarded me after I caught him lying, stopped helping him for free, and held my boundaries. Even though I dodged a bullet, I felt depressed, ashamed, and I doubted myself. I want you to know that you don't have to suffer in silence, feel alone, or crazy anymore. Come and experience the power of creating your own closure without the permission or participation of the narcissist. I've been no contact for over 4 years now, and I've grown personally and professionally. I have more clarity, stronger boundaries, I'm building a life and business that I've always wanted, and enjoying real relationships. I know you want to break patterns of getting into toxic relationships, even if you don't mean to. And it feels so good to disconnect from dysfunction, set and hold boundaries, provide closure for myself, and focus on self-care. And to empower my kids to do the same. Go to closurecoachingsession.com right now and get ready to heal after narcissistic abuse. When it comes to narcissistic and toxic relationships, proximity matters. It could be a friend, family member, coworker, neighbor, stranger. Regardless of the nature of the relationship, your proximity to the narcissist can and will be used against you, whether you're near or far. For example, the bullying, harassment, triangulation, and manipulation that I experienced over the course of my life with my dad led me to share at his funeral in a completely different way than his longtime friend who told funny stories, cracked jokes, and did his best impression of my dad at the podium. So in that situation, we've got two people with different degrees of proximity to the same person with different experiences, both speaking their truths to an audience of people who also had varying degrees of proximity to the same person. Sound familiar? Here are three ways that narcissists can use proximity directly or indirectly to control and manipulate you. Number one, physically. Narcissists can weaponize physical closeness in relationships, whether they're personal relationships or professional ones. This is to get their targets to do what they want, which often leaves targets feeling trapped and powerless. They can do this by invading your personal space, using physical intimidation, threats, bullying, or resort to physical violence, or get someone else to do their dirty work. Number two, emotionally. Narcissists use this to create a false sense of intimacy and connection with you. To do this, they'll engage you on an emotional level, even if they're lying to you, which makes it easier to manipulate and gaslight you. They might use affection, attention, praise, make you feel like you're the center of the universe, or popular. And it provides quite the dopamine hit, and it is addictive when you are being made to feel that way. They may also pretend to be vulnerable, play victim, add some crocodile tears, and that can help to accomplish this emotional connection and this false sense of intimacy. And if you've been deprived of these things over the course of your lifetime or in your past relationships, then it can really kind of hit the spot. Number three, relationally. Narcissists will use relational proximity to control you and others around them. This creates a dependency on the narcissist by others for things like information, communication, validation, and even support. They might try to isolate you from friends, family members, maybe other coworkers, neighbors. They may use triangulation, pitting you against other people to make you feel like an outlier and try to control the narrative. They may engage in mirroring from a relational standpoint, so that you're basically looking at kind of a cheap imitation of yourself. They may dress like you, do their hair, makeup like you, start frequenting places that you like to go to, pretend to like all the things that you like, maybe talk like you, take on some of your gestures or some of your verbiage, your slang, your swagger. They may use this not only to draw you in closer, they may use your good qualities or the things that people find appealing about you to draw others in and alienate you. They may also deploy deception to accomplish relational proximity as well, lying about who they are, their accomplishments, who they know, places they've been. So what can you do? Survivor, I encourage you to prioritize your physical, emotional, and relational well-being. You are in control. So trust your gut when you're dealing with people. In addition to that, you can create space with boundaries. You can go low or no contact. You may need to get a restraining order. Create some distance by using an advocate or an ally, maybe even an app. And I'll add here to contact your local authorities and/or seek legal advice from a professional if needed. And finally, step up your self-care, mind, body, and spirit. See yourself as worthy of and surround yourself with healthy relationships with supportive people who respect your boundaries and validate your experiences. Let's recap three areas that narcissists can use proximity directly or indirectly to control and manipulate you. Number one, physically. Number two, emotionally. And number three, relationally. Remember, the pain of proximity to narcissistic abuse is real, but it's something from which you can heal. Take care, Survivor, and thanks for your support.
If this podcast has helped you understand who and what you're dealing with, sharpen your discernment, and move forward on your healing journey, share it with another survivor. Help me help others by leaving a review for the show. And let's connect on social. Take a screenshot, share it in your IG stories, find and tag me at The Vibrant Survivor, and I'll share your post too. I look forward to connecting with you on IG and seeing you back here. You're not alone, and you're not crazy. Know who you're dealing with, know who you are. Take care, and I'll meet you back here next week. Bye-bye.